Welcome everyone once again to the Victor Ballstar podcast. Today's a very special episode, but I say that every time, so is it really that special? Yeah, it is. Alright, so look, we just won CIF. I'm gonna go back to the first video I ever did. That was sort of just an Instagram video. It wasn't really something we put up on YouTube. And we'll go to the 14 games trailer for the documentary. And I'm never gonna show the documentary on this podcast because it's like 40 something minutes. I might if I have different type of firepower, but right now, nah. So let's just watch this first one from it's a practice before game one. You got that. That's clip one. Look at how there's a certain amount of a look, or actually better than game one and two for whatever reason. I feel I think we have lighting, and I'm on a different type of lens, and I'm just messing around. So lighting, like I said, makes a big difference. Let's just tap into clip number two right now, which is the 14 games official trailer in HD. Look at that, Angie. HD.
I remember coming and interviewing for this job. A lot of people thought I was crazy, could be coaching suicide.
We had a lot of bad records. Everybody talked down on us, but we always believed in each other. We knew that we can prove people wrong.
Learn how to win. Your 24 minutes of coming and learning how to win. Got that?
This is all about community tradition.
You're gonna come in, you're gonna do the work, or you're not gonna work.
We have to be better every week, 15 penalties. Let's go!
We're going to win the game, we're going to get on the bus, we're going to celebrate the quest to get to the playoffs for the first time in 11 years at our school.
No matter who it is, if we play hard, we can beat these guys. We can be on the field with anybody.
Because we already know what we're going to do, and we're just going to win.
All right, so I'm going to go to, I don't even know where to start. First video, I had a limited shot selection. I couldn't pull from every single game of the season like I did right here. First time using the cameras like that, 120 frames a second, slow-mo. It's not really much there. It's pretty much the start of everything. I'm going to break down 14 games trailer real quick to show you guys what kind of things I did. Brought out the drone for the second time after getting kicked off that one time. I'm just go through it with no volume now. Drone shot nice and smooth. I wanted to create this turn and pan. I didn't want to go straight across. I didn't want to turn. I want to turn and pan. Rule of thirds, Davison talking. You know, I have lavalier on it. We have clear audio. We got there 6:30 in the morning on the foggy week. There's always one week of the year when it's foggy. And interview setup one. Clips from all these, but best shot right there with Rashawn Hester, beautiful shot. Luke Correa, congressman, had to bring him in for the doc. Nice little shot, clean. Memorable parts, almost a couple from every game. Nice slow-mo shot right there from Grove. And that's all it was. This, you have a selection. Sometimes you have too many shots you could pull from, and I pulled the best I felt. And some of the one-liners coach has, he has a lot of them. It's tough to pull out what you really want to say clear, what's clear, what's not. Beautiful shot. I fade away the color. We knew he was going to do. We was going to win. That's Dougie right there. And it's 1 minute, high impact. I could have gone longer, but I wanted to make it Instagram friendly. The edit did this. So I laid out music from the doc. I did the doc first. I pulled the intro song and then the best song from Creed, and I just laid something out. And you get to understand that musicians, that there's that musicians that make the music for trailers are unique. That's their specialty. Their bread and butter is making music for trailers to captivate the audience, to keep a flow. I'm no professional with this music. I just try to start nice and slow and build up and then end slow again at the end. Just shoo-weep. That's the what they taught me in the music. I took a film music class last 2 semesters ago, and that's essentially what they taught us. That's how they normally get a hook on it. Beginning, intro, beginning, middle, end. And that's what I try to do. Hook, get everyone excited, and then ease it out. And that's what I try to do in this trailer. The first one, we kind of did something the same. Start off slow, and then ended hard on the first video. But there's not really much we can do. This was just sort of a lead into what we're going to do in the documentary. And I might show up one thing. The one thing you guys got to pay attention to was that shot with Luke Kuria. Let me see if I can show it real quick. Mr. Kuria. Actually, no, just go to the first shot with Darian. My man Darian right here. Rule of thirds. I had a weight room looking at 1.4. Natural lighting. This is before I knew anything about lighting. When we get to season 2, you'll see the stuff just jump. I didn't feel I could have gotten better after this. But the same exact tools from season 1 and season 2, but you know the artists got better. And you'll notice that's the big thing I want you guys to understand. It doesn't matter what tools you have. And I used to think that, bro, like, I need a better camera. It helps to get, once you're at a plateau and you've reached the whole threshold. I reached the threshold of the T5i. I'm done at 1080. I need to go higher. 4K, I thought I reached the threshold, but then I pushed higher. And I'm pretty sure I can go even higher on the Sony A6300. It's just, I need to push myself as a cinematographer. You don't need the fanciest camera. It helps when you get to a certain level. But I got better with the same tools for 2 years when somebody was said, oh, I need the newest camera. They jumped straight to the A7s. When I get an A7, I'm going to kick everyone's butt. That's just plain and simple. I'm on a 6300 right now. Not many 6300 guys doing documentaries like this. Not to toot my own horn, but I know I put in the work. And this is what I've gotten. You can tell this isn't. It seemed good at that time if it's your first time seeing it. But I'm excited to show you guys what's better in season 2. And you can sneak peek by just looking at my channel, looking at the most recent football videos. So other than that, it's a little wrap up, not something big, not too in depth. We're gonna wrap up. It's more about growth and effort and pushing and showing you guys that I did a little duck. And oh, people keep bugging me. I'm so sorry about that. Once again, keep it cool, clean, and crispy. Like, comment, subscribe, leave a comment if you have any questions. And if you get bored, go watch that documentary. Put it up on your 4K TV. Or your TV or your Roku on YouTube or whatever, and just lock in, watch it, and then leave a comment, leave a like, and if you're into film, just, I don't know, keep filming, I guess. We're just going to get better. Right now, with everything going on, it's a little rough, but we're going to come out the mud. Believe that. I will wrap it up now. Keep it cool, clean, and crispy, and we'll see you guys next time.